Details now. First off, Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana has kept its key lending rate to commercial banks at 29%. This was after the Monetary Policy Committee met to review development in the economy. Speaking at a news conference earlier today, the governor noted that the move was influenced by the fact that growth is picking up strongly and they don't see inflation rate spike as a big challenge now.
Even though inflation is expected to remain within the target year band, the risks are tilted slightly on the upside. This will require maintaining a strong monetary policy stance, supported by strong fiscal consolidation efforts, including remaining vigilant to ensure that the end-year inflation objectives are achieved. Given these considerations, the committee decided to maintain the policy rate at 39%.
Bank of Ghana Governor Dr. Ernest Addison there speaking. Now, government has revealed that it will decide on the status of the COVID-19 levy after this year as it rules out scrapping the levy now. There has been strong push for the levy to be removed as concerns grew the relevance of this tax looking at hardship facing people in the country. But Minister of State at the Finance Ministry says the levy is still being used to finance other key expenditure approved in the budget.
These are revenue lines that we went to Parliament in 2024 and told Parliament that we were going to use this to raise monies to implement the budget. So halfway between, the year, when you have already budgeted for these things, how then do you tell yourself you are taking it off? And then how do you fund the rest of the budget? You understand? That is why government is in talks with all stakeholders. And like I said, some of the taxes and revenue measures are going to be reviewed.
Minister of State and the Finance Minister Abdan Osea Sari. Then now to some other stories. Research lead at GCB Capital, Carrie Boti, has stated that if government is able to complete its debt restructuring with bilateral creditors, its offshore investors may consider looking at the local currency bonds. His comment is coming at the time government is expected to commence servicing Eurobond debt before the end of this year. However, that of the bilateral creditors should start from 2026. Reacting to the development, Mr. Boti said a timely completion of the debt servicing is key.
A number of disbursements that are tied to those due to this economy are tied to the completion of those debt restructuring anyways. And then even you regaining access to the market eventually are all tied to when you complete this. Mm. When you complete also, you open up your markets to offshore investors who may even begin to look at the local currency bonds, which have been restructured like some time back and all that. So the longer it drags, the more the sentiments are bearish and probably the more you lock up the flows that are tied to you completing debt restructuring, really. And then you also prolong the time to regaining debt sustainability. I think those may be the key concerns.
Carrie Boti is a research analyst at GCB Capital. Now to the insurance industry. Two insurance giants, Salam and Allianz, have announced merger of their operations in Ghana. This follows approval by the National Insurance Commission for Salam and Allianz Insurance to form a joint venture to operate in Ghana. This move will see the two global players come together to provide insurance packages for the industry. Speaking at a brief media engagement to announce the new Salam Allianz, Managing Director for the group, Teria Ben Hamed, assured that this partnership will spur more growth for the sector and thereby supporting the economy.
In most African countries, is either number one or within the top three, or is a champion, and has done this, like I said, over a period of over two centuries. And therefore, this launch of Salam Allianz in Ghana gives us the opportunity to be able to bring to Ghanaians what Salam Allianz has done in over 27 countries and empowering a lot of individuals, businesses and families to live with financial confidence.
Teria Ben Hamed as the Chief Executive Officer of Salam and Allianz. Now, let's do some other story. And Minister for Energy, Herbert Krapa, has reiterated government commitment to improving on the country's power generation capacity through more private sector engagement. He was speaking at the launch of the largest single roof solar project at the Tema Free Zones Enclave.
We're working both with the Volta River Authority and the Bui Power Authority and the Great Company of Ghana to make sure that these projects would see the light of day. We have identified project sites, feasibility studies have been conducted on some of them, with the vision that together with the private sector, we're able to make these lands available to partners to ensure that solar projects and wind projects take off. That 2,000 megawatts plus your 1,000 megawatts plus the 16 plus the 100 that you have, and what we already have in store as part of our generation capacity helps us, as I have said, to take a step closer to meeting our target of net zero emissions by 2060.
Herbert Krapa, Energy Minister, there speaking. Now, Ghanaian fast food chain Pizza Man Chicken Man says it is taking strategic steps aimed at clamping down on online scammers defrauding the public. It follows complaints that by public of being swindled by several third-party apps for ordering food from their end. Speaking to the media at the opening of Edge Ring Road branch, Chief Executive Office of Chicken Man Pizza Man Nana Buachi Adam urged the public to be vigilant whilst they take steps to deal with the situation.
This issue of online scam is a very sensitive issue. We have been putting in measures to curb this, but I can say it's not enough. And some of these measures are beyond us. We are just individuals who are trying in our very small way to bring a stop to a national problem, I would say. We are not the only restaurant suffering from this cancer. When you have not received your food, please don't pay. No matter the excuse they give to you, don't make payment.
Nana Buachi Yadob is the Chief Executive Officer of Chicken Man Pizza Man. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, to our business journal for today. As the cost of living in Ghana continues to rise, journalists are feeling the financial strain, prompting news editors and the Ghana Journalist Association to take action. Newsrooms are implementing measures such as adjusted salaries and flexible work shift to alleviate the burden on their staff. Meanwhile, the GJA is advocating for better pay and working conditions, emphasizing the need for structural reforms to support journalists facing economic hardships.
Across Ghana, female journalists find themselves squeezed by rising expenses. Margaret Nah from Despite Media shares similar experiences.
Because there are times I'm under the weather, and because of financial constraints, I do not want to visit the hospital. I just want to stay back home and do self-medication and all that, which is also risky.
Despite these challenges, female journalists are finding ways to adapt and survive. Anita Sewa Ajuga from the Multimedia Group Limited speaks about the adjustments she's had to make.
So I always manage to spend within my means. I don't spend more than I have, because if I do that, I'm going to go hungry.
For further exploration of gender equity and journalistic integrity, we shift from the personal challenges faced by female journalists to the broader impact of rising living costs on the newsroom environment. In the bustling corridors of Multimedia Group Limited, where the heartbeat of journalism is found through each story told, the challenges of rising living costs is evident in the newsroom. As news editor Seyram Abla D'Souza navigates these challenges, gender equity and journalistic integrity remain at the forefront of her mission.
The company where I work, where remuneration is not based on that gender, and it is mainly on impact of work and negotiation, then it would be difficult to say a male is paid more than a female, because honestly speaking, there are females who earn more than their male counterparts.
Vice President of the Ghana Journalist Association, Linda Asantieje, begins by painting a stark picture of the current economic landscape.
TUC, that's the Trade Union Congress, somewhere in 2012 had a survey. It was found out that in the private media, some people at that time, some people were being paid as low as 150 Ghana cedis.
Financial instability not only affects the personal lives of female journalists, but also undermines the quality of journalism.
If journalists are not paid well, we all know the consequences. Politicians and individuals can also influence them to tarnish the image of people because they are being bribed.
Linda stresses the importance of unionization and regulation.
If the GJ is unionized and we are able to sit around a table with media owners, we'll be able to negotiate for better salaries, for better conditions of service.
For Joy Business, Mona Lisa Frimpong reporting.
And that's the end of the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa. I am James Eshen. Before we go, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping life and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prize in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 Ghana cedis. There will also be free monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 Ghana cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan African Bank. Game plan is next. Good afternoon.
Joy 99.7 FM.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through Ecobank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an Ecobank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the Ecobank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Joy 99.7 FM.